It was a cold winter afternoon, and the bright window of the old sweet shop crackled with colour. Red ribbons on pyramids of chocolate boxes, trays of glazed fruit, bins of humbugs that shone with sugar. And in the centre, a Christmas tree, decorated with baubles of mint lumps and wine gums. It had been raining since morning, and now the raindrops had frozen on the glass, coating it with crystal pebbles that crazed the light and made it merrier. And for young Amy and Wallace, with the whole Christmas holiday ahead of them, it had always been home.
Up to the festive season. Well, now. Two children of different shapes and sizes. Mrs. Mutterins and I have business to discuss, so take yourselves along.
It looks like proper snow's coming, Ma.
Can't wait.
There's tea ready upstairs.
What do you know about snow, anyway? They don't have snow where you come from, lad.
I come from London, Mr. Snyder.
Honey colour face to have when you come from London, I'd say. Black's not a coming from London sort of colour, in my experience. Anyway, let's just say you're not lying through your teeth, which I fancy you are. It hasn't snowed in London since just after the war. Not real snow, not like we used to have. Caving in the roofs sort of snow. Up to the slots in the pillar boxes it was. You could have skied over to Chelsea and saved yourself the bus fare. Lasted it for days. Here, you come close and I'll let you in the secret. Here, come here. It killed people, it was so cold. They just froze. Didn't even know they were dead as it happened so fast.
Stop that talk. You'll scare the boy.
I ain't scared.
Neither am I.
Yeah, well, you should be. Yeah, there were sleighs in the high street. You know that, Mrs. Mutteritz?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
Anyway, it snowed last year.
Nah, that wasn't proper snow. That was coal dust and the glucose factory mixed up with sleet. Not proper snow at all. 5 minutes later, it was raining.
It looked like snow to me.
Everything looks like snow when you're as small as you are.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, go argue with me. I'm a lot older than you are, and I know what's what. Anyway, I didn't come here to talk about the weather. Don't have the time, so don't expect me to say any more. I've come here on business, and there's nothing more important in the long run. Though there's many a story I could tell. Anyone could tell you.
This was not the usual Mr. Snyder, the one Amy and Wallace had always known. Not Snyder the landlord that lived in the room above the sweet shop. Not Snyder that shouted for the rent money on the first day of each month and told Wallace, "You'll come to a sticky end," whenever he saw him. Not even the Snyder that waved his walking stick at Kipper the cat. No, this was a new Snyder. A Snyder that had a strange glint in his eye, an odd look of contentment that made them uneasy. This was a Snyder that was thinking of something they knew they were not going to like at all.
What do you say to that, then? Not a lot by the looks of your face.
I say I've never heard such a load of old rope in my life.
Aye?
It's all gas and goose feathers. You may think you were here first, but you weren't. Sleighs in the high street, indeed. Why, I remember farthings and chamber pots, and you don't hear me boasting to young children.
I tell you, the snow was up to me scarf. It was. Well, years ago now.
Go to your tea, young'uns.
Do we have to, Ma?
It's fish-based sandwiches.
Too good for you, if you ask me. Now, look, I have got business with this lady, so get out, unless you want a thrashing.
This lady's my mum.
Mine too.
Very likely.
She's been my mum almost all my life.
Almost mine, too.
What I'm saying, Mrs. Mutterins, is that they don't seem to understand we've got business, that's all.
I don't keep secrets from my young'uns. Never have. Have a mint lump and stop grumbling.
Day.
Go on, take it. It's not a moss ball.
You might regret you offered me something after what I've got to tell you. I've got bad news, I have.
Well, get on with it, then. Eat your mint lump and say your piece.
Now then, Mrs. That is to say, Mrs. Mutterins. As you know, I am the rightful owner of this entire premises. It's my right to do with it as I might wish.
Say what you mean.
I just have.
He wants to sell our shop.
He wouldn't dare.
It's my sweet shop.
Your sweets, my shop. I had plans. It is my considered opinion there is a great future in washer-drying operations.
You've got to have a wash at last.
A laundromatic.
You can't do that.
A washateria.
Flipping snowflake.
Oh, no.
Washing machines with windows in them like 24 tellies with suds on the screens. They're great fun to watch. You can see the bubbles.
I'm not working in no laundrette.
No one's asking you to.
And neither am I. 50 years I've been managing this sweet shop, ever since I was tall enough to see over the counter. I've paid me rent and put in me hours, and I'm not going to stand here sucking a mint while you put in washing machines. So there.
There is very little you can do about it, as a matter of fact. This is my building, not yours.
I'll not have anything to do with it. See how smartly you run your laundrette with no one behind the counter.
The beauty of a laundrette, Mrs. Mutterance, is that there is no counter. Your services will be no longer required, as a matter of fact.
Rumples and rambashes to you, then.
That's right, Mark. Tell him.
I shan't argue any further, but just remember, Christmas is on its way. Rent's due early. I'll expect it on Saturday. My advice would be to use the holiday to find yourself some new premises. Goodbye.
Hope he falls in a river.
And drowns.
Hush now. Come along. It's time for tea.
That night, the children lay in their beds silently. In his small, cramped room above them, Snyder moved, whistled, and occasionally chuckled to himself. He sounded happy. Outside, the wind pulled at the house, holding Amy and Wallace tight in the grip of the day's events. The river tossed in its sleep, and high above their heads, the dark sky started to snow. The world seemed suddenly very cold.
He's evil.
I don't think he's evil, Wally. I just think he's a bad man.
Amy, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. Evil people never change. Bad ones sometimes do.
Not that old monster.
And by the time Mrs. Mutterance came up to say goodnight, there was only one thought on all their minds.
Where will we go, Ma?
Oh, there's lots of places, I'd say.
Where then, Ma? Tell us.
Well, there's Ghoulistan, or Nether Wallop, or the Rinks of Merrivale. Oh, angels, it's a cruel old world.
For in their secret hearts, they all knew there was nowhere to go at all.
Two imps been. You should have come straight from school.
Everything's covered with snow.
Mr. Woodlet's school says the worst for 50 years.
Trains have been cancelled, and the airport, even the buses can't run.
The Thames all frozen.
Hush, hush. What next? Now get out of them wet clothes before you freeze up yourselves.
But Ben's chimes don't work in a cab.
Young uns, upstairs.
It's magic, Ma, really, the whole world is.
Well, you better take a good look, because pretty soon it'll all waterfy and go down the drain. Snow won't last. It's not its nature.
I wish Snyder would go out in it and freeze to death.
Now then, that's a harrowing sort of thing to say, even about old Beanit.
And I'd find him flat on his back, stiff as a fish finger.
Now then, and you can stop grinning behind your soup, young Amy. Even if old Chamber Pot is going to throw us into the street, there's no reason to go saying things like that. You should feel sorry for someone as stupid as that. Anyways, tomorrow I hands over the rent money for the last time. Then you and me and all the sweets will have to find a new home. There's nothing to be done about it, so let's not say any more.
I'm not going to think about that. I'm just going to think about the snow.
Quite right. Have your fun while you can. You forget about this business with old Hollop. Something will happen, I expect. It nearly always does.
And as sure as they drank their soup and the snow continued to fall, something did happen. But it was the last thing any one of them expected.
He's gone. I went up there and knocked. I've been knocking all afternoon. He didn't come back from his pension. I tell you, he's gone.
It's just like Mum.
He's never been late before. He always rushes back from his pension to count it.
It's never snowed like this before.
He'll be back. Maybe he froze, Wally. That's an evil thought.
He's an evil man.
He ain't all evil. No one is.
But he's bad, Ma.
He's doing what he thinks is right, even if I think it's wrong.
If he's lost, he ain't doing anything. I hope he stays lost.
I know what you mean, Wally, but we're obliged. We're the only ones who knows he's lost. We might have to report him missing.
I'll just say we forget about him and get something to eat.
Let's take a look at his room first, for clues. If we don't find anything, then we'll have something to eat.
The room had its own story to tell. The drawers of the furniture had been yanked out, and the floor was littered with papers and rags. The bed was the most horrible sight of all, piled high with old blankets and newspapers. And then...
Oh, look, on the floor. What is it, Ma?
Matty Blurter. That's blood.
Real blood?
We'll have to phone the police, we will. To report a Blurter. A missing. A murder.
Well, it looked like blood.
Tomato ketchup often does. I don't see how we were supposed to know the filthy devil was eating his fish and chips in bed.
That copper didn't even think he was missing at all.
Well, that settles it. We'll have to find him ourselves. The police aren't going to be of any help.
I think they thought he ain't worth looking for.
Everyone that gets themselves lost is worth looking for, Wally.
But he did want to get rid of us, Ma.
Maybe he did. But leaving him out there is nothing better than pure fanticide.
But, Ma, no one wants to see him again.
And that's exactly why we've got to go looking.
And look they did. It was Christmas Eve. The day was dark. Fog had gathered in the small square. The street lamps barely lit the wet snow. Mrs. Mutterance headed towards Battersea Bridge, but the river was now no longer frozen. It was black with rustling waves, and in the current were broken pieces of ice tumbling down towards Vauxhall. The ice was melting fast, and with it, she knew, their chances of finding Snyder.
Bristleface! Oh, Bristleface!
The children worked their way along the river, searching gloomily in the smoky air, knowing that, whatever they found, their lives would soon change forever.
Any sign of him?
We found footprints, sort of.
Where?
In the snow.
But the snow's almost gone. It's all uncoagulated.
I cut them out, the footprints. Then I wrapped them in tin foil and put them in the fridge, so we could tell if they were his.
They look a bit like his.
I think they are his. You can tell. There are holes in the bottom.
Yes. Where were the footprints before you cut them out, Amy?
Near the churchyard.
What would he be doing at the churchyard, then?
I don't know. That's why I brought them back and kept them frozen. They'd have melted otherwise.
Well, we'll put them back in the fridge first. And then I want you to show me exactly the spot you found them.
Marked all the places with twigs. Look, there's one.
Where does that point to, then?
It looks as if it goes to the church.
No, there's another. And that one goes around the corner.
I'm sure this was the way.
Doesn't look the right sort of way for him to collect his pension. Where was that man going? What we need is another footprint. A really useful footprint.
I can't see any more twigs.
He didn't go that way. And he didn't go the other way. And he can't have gone this way either. There isn't any way left.
He might have gone into the river.
That's it. Oh, that's it, all right. The river was frozen then. He walked across to get his pension.
And he was in a hurry to get back.
To get the rent so he can kick us all out.
And start his launderette.
Only he didn't. He didn't get back at all. Because by late afternoon the river wasn't frozen at all. It was all icebergs and slush.
If it was half frozen, maybe he only got halfway.
If that's what happened. Well, there's only one place he could be. Keep straight, Wally. We'll miss otherwise.
It's only an old light boat out there, Ma.
It's in the middle, though, isn't it? It's about as far as old Bristleface would have got. A bit to the right now.
I'm trying my best.
It's a good job it was the sort of church that had a dinghy tied up against it.
I'm cold.
We're almost there. A few more strokes, Wally. Right, all aboard. Now, don't forget to tie up.
There's nothing here, if you ask me.
The weather's getting worse, Ma.
We shan't be long.
I want to go home.
He might be inside the cabin.
If he is, I don't want to see him.
What was that?
What was what?
I really do want to go home.
Open that door, Wally.
There's someone in there, all right. I can't tell if it's Snyder.
Can you see a foot?
There's a shoe.
Has it got a foot in it?
There's two shoes and both with feet.
Any holes?
Full of holes.
We've found him. That's Snyder. Help me down, Molly. Snyder. Snyder, are you all right?
Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. I've just had a terrible dream.
It's me, Snyder. Mrs. Matrons. Yes. Wally took us for a row. And here we are, finding you.
I was just crossing the ice to see, and it started to crack. I just made it to this here boat.
Oh, sherbet. Anyway, I thought you might want this.
What more? I'm hungry. What's that?
It's the rent money. It's due today, Mr. Snyder.
I don't want no rent money.
But...
I don't want it, I say. I thought I was going to die here. And then I shouted, but nobody heard. And then I was too weak to shout anymore.
You're all dirty, Mr. Snyder.
This boat's filthy. Have you ever seen a filthier boat? I haven't, and that's a fact.
You'll be all right. We'll get you home. And then, when you get your new laundryette, you can...
No. There's not going to be no laundryette. All washateria. I've decided. You saved me. And the shop is yours. And that's that.
Matty Blurter. He's gone off his head.
Look, unless we get to the shore soon, we're all going to have to spend Christmas right here.
Well, when is Christmas?
It's tomorrow, Mr. Snyder.
I lost all proper track of the time. I thought I missed it.
You didn't miss it, Snyder. And you won't, neither. You can spend it with us. There won't be much turkey, but we can make it go round.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Snyder.
Oh, what a kind boy you have there, Mrs. Matterance.
Very Merry Christmas, Mr. Snyder.
And to you all. The same thing.
Merry Christmas, old Waller.
They sat still in the boat together, each in their own thoughts. And as the dinghy turned in the current, they looked up. The lights from Battersea were close, but clouded, and the steeple of the church was nowhere to be seen. The river was gentler. The wind had dropped.
I'm saved.
We're all saved.
And slowly, softly, it began to snow again. Snow is a book for children written by Paul Theroux, and Colin Hayden Evans made it into the radio play that you've just heard. Amy was played by Laura Goldsborough, and Wallace was Kurt Clement Fletcher. Their mom was Joanna Field, and Snyder was Michael Robbins. The narrator was me, Jane Whittenshaw, and the play was directed by Anne Eddyveen.
Child, bye bye, Lulu.